Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I love when studies come through and they're what we thought they were, and they're right. Like, people who post gym photos are psychotic. I get it. Some of you lost a bunch of weight. I understand that. Proud of you. Good for you, Bob. We're talking about, I'm more talking about just guys that are all ripped and chicks that are all ripped. And tech, I saw this a couple at the gym, at my gym, and I hope they don't listen. I mean, they're both good looking. They both are ripped. Not like weird ripped, like just in good shape. And, but they're just psychotic. I mean, I see them, they lift on different machines. They get together and take photos of each other at the mirrors all the time without anybody thinking they were, like, come on, man.
Are they like fitness influencers? If you're a fitness influencer,
I don't know. I'm not going to ask them what they do.
Instruction out online, I guess I can see
now,
that. But if you're just being
everybody's not a fit. Everybody's not a fitness influencer.
No.
These are all regular people that just like to take photos of themselves in the mirror at the gym. Shut up.
I've seen people.
And by the way,
even
at home posting it. This is about posting it too. I mean, you know.
The ones that bug me are like, look at what I did. You can do this too. Get your ass in the gym.
No.
Come on, man.
I get it. Good for you. I mean, really, good for you. I mean, you worked out. You look good. But you know what? People that know you are going to see you and they're going to say, hey, Jim, you look good. Hey, Steve, you look good. Hey, Susie, blah, blah, blah. But why tell strangers?
Well, you need more validation than just your circle of friends, apparently. Yeah.
Well, and you need to let people know you're divorced.
Why are they psychotic, puss? They're way too into themselves.
Those who regularly update their social media with workout-related content often do so with a specific primary motive to showcase their physical appearance or the effort they invest in maintaining it. This preoccupation with appearance and attractiveness is identified as a characteristic trait of narcissism.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't think really this study doesn't surprise anybody.
No. And I mean,
well, it is narcissistic.
You mentioned people that call. People that call themselves fitness influencers.
They're not.
Just because you post some videos on Instagram and four people follow you, no, that doesn't count.
No, you got to be like the kind of have thousands of hundred thousands of hits and people.
Yeah, or you're actually a trainer. You actually work with people.
Right.
And you're putting stuff out there, you know, as an example.
Narcissists tend to share their achievements more frequently, driven by their desire for attention and validation from the online community.
Right.
Yeah. Well, would that make anybody who posts stuff on social media a narcissist?
Well, it does seem narcissistic. I wish I was better at self-promoting and stuff like that. It would help with stand-up. But instead, I think it comes from some need of wanting everybody in the room to be happy. Is everybody happy? And I don't have to be like, well, I kind of work tonight.
Yeah, but this is just strictly looks. It's all it is. I mean, strictly how I look with my shirt off and... It is gorgeous, and women for that matter.
Right, they're really not dropping any tips.
No, you know,
they're just taking it.
Here's how you do this exercise right.
We've always hated these photos, and now it's proven they're psychos.
Well, it seems that there's a lot of people that just want. I mean, and I'm this is just what my algorithm feeds me.
Yeah.
It seems to be a lot more women than men who just need to, you know, put the pictures out there and have people say, "Oh, you look so hot."
That is your algorithm, because the posts you linger on, it'll put more of those up.
Probably.
No, you linger on men too, though, Push. You know you do.
And you finger on them.
No, it is. It's just narcissism. That's all it is. It's people that need to be constantly told, "Oh yeah, you look. You're hot." Yeah.
Right.
Yes, you're hot.
Yeah.
You know?
And so then when you interact with those posts, not be hot, do you tell her she's so hot?
Yeah.
Just so she gets what she wants.
Well, and I've gotten out of it because I don't go to a public gym anymore, but it seems like the phenomena of people recording and posting videos
it's
in public gyms seems
right.
to have taken off in the last 4 or 5 years.
And there's some jackasses who get mad when you walk in front of the camera, too. I mean, those jackasses. I saw one guy was kicked out of his gym, actually.
I saw that.
Wrestling some dude.
Oh, yeah.
But has that really been a problem at your gym? I haven't noticed that being a problem.
Well, my gym, I'm there, it's not that packed. But I'm guaranteed when it's probably packed, because I don't work out in the evening when it probably is packed. But I guarantee you that if somebody's putting their phone on a tripod, somebody's walking past that phone the whole time if it's busy.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm sure there are people walking past those. Right?
That would piss me off.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay attention. Like,
no, just go right. work out at home if you want to film this stuff.
Right.
You know.
You have the
all right. I know we have some psychotics listening to us for various reasons for being psychotic. We love you guys. You know.
Well, we're all
somebody could be taking a gym selfie with this in their headphones right now.
I know. You made the look too, Jim. Nick did just look at the camera like there was a mirror.
Selfie
right
face.
There.
Selfie
I remember one of the last times I was at a public gym. It was pre-pandemic, and
a long time. Yeah.
I walk into the locker room, and there's two dudes having a friggin' photo session there, where one's posing in front of the mirror, and the other one's taking photos. I was like, "Get out of the way!"
I think it's. More psychotic in the men's room than it is out in the gym area.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
That.
Because they're just, it's like, okay, dude, this is so homoerotic.
Well,
I'm walking in and you're ripped and you're showing your like.
Well, never mind that the locker room is supposed to be a place where pictures and video are prohibited.
Thank you.
That's a private space where people should not have to worry about that.
And if a guy's taking a photo and you're over there taking a whiz, it could easily get you at the urinal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Christy had a run-in with someone who was videotaping stuff in the locker room.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
No, I'm pretty sure that's
naked
illegal.
Girls, man.
Yeah. And she asked her if she could continue her video somewhere else.
Although I did like that time somebody got a hold of us. No photos, by the way. But told us that their wife worked out with a local news girl and who was full wolf.
No.
I kind of like that information.
I believe it was the opposite of full wolf.
Whatever. Yeah. Either one made me hot.
I believe it was hardwood floors.
Either
was the
hot
report.
Wolf or hardwood floor. Either one made me hot. Whatever. I heard that. That was years ago. I'm thinking, your wife probably shouldn't be telling you this stuff, but you know.
I want to throw a local news reference name out as a joke, but I'm afraid that I would get it right.
No, you wouldn't. She's
no, she's
not
no longer on the air.
She's not on the air anymore.
That's who I had in mind.
Yeah. Don't just throw it out.
No.
Don't throw out a local news reference for sure.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But no, you brought up Ozempic face a few minutes ago. What is an Ozempic face?
I've seen it, man. But first of all, they're talking about Hollywood. You'll see it. And I saw the two photos I saw were of that Kardashian's ex-husband. She's married
to Scott Disick.
Yeah, that dude.
Okay.
Look at his face, and also look at Jessica Simpson's face, and. It's a hollowed out look, and it's not a good look.
Yeah, sunken eyes, gaunt cheeks, and saggy skin. It's the same sort of face that people get when they lose a bunch of weight rapidly.
Yes, it is the same. Like Billy Gartell.
Sunken eyes, gaunt cheeks.
But Billy's an older guy. But these younger people,
skin.
I've seen younger people do this, and I've seen some people on Facebook that I know are probably on Ozempic, And I could see it in her face. I'm thinking, man.
Sharon Osbourne's in this article as well.
Yeah, well, you know what?
So is John Goodman.
Yeah, but see, John Goodman,
I don't think John Goodman has that face.
No, he's just always kind of looked like that.
Right. He lost a lot of weight before the Ozempic craze.
Yeah, he did that before that.
Yeah, he's talking like about. That for a long
if you look at the photo of Scott, what's his name again, Puss?
Disick.
Yeah, that dude. That's it. Because, you know, that dude was he's not a bad looking guy at all, but that face looks hollowed out now.
It looks heroin-y.
Yeah, it does.
I give you that.
But it's called Ozempic face, and it's happening not just in Hollywood. It's happening everywhere, taking Ozempic.
John Goodman could have lost a lot of weight in a very short period of time, too.
Yeah, but he doesn't have that face, though. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it is kind of. It looks kind of caved in to me.
Hey, it's like half that, half aging.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also 70-some.
Yeah, that's I attribute more of his looks just to his age.
Exactly. But Scott Disick guy's probably 40, and Jessica Simpson's still in her 30s probably. Maybe she's 40 now by now. Who knows? But, you know. Yeah, they're too young to have that look in the face, right?
They call it a loss of volume in the face. Yeah. When we lose fat in the face, we see signs like the cheeks are more sunken in, more sagging skin, and generally a general hollowing out of the features.
Yeah. I realize that they're getting thinner, which is good and helps people save their lives, too. But that face is pretty brutal in some of those photos, especially the one of Jessica Simpson looks really weird. And she's gorgeous. You know?
Well, and they also say that the treatment has been blamed for vision problems, constipation, and even changes in personality.
Constipation's surprising, because if you think if you're losing a bunch of weight, you know, just a bunch of turds backed up.
Yeah, but doesn't it just tamp down your appetite a whole bunch?
Yeah, that's what it does.
I don't know.
I don't think it's liquefying your insides. It's just making you not eat as much.
That would be bad, right?
I ate so much crap yesterday. We were driving back from Des Moines, and we had a bunch of snacks, and I was bored and a little hungover.
Well, that drive is
so
bored.
I'm just eating constantly. I'm like, somebody hand me that beef jerky or those Pringles. Finally, my wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, we just need to get there so I can stop eating. Everybody was on their headphones. They're sleeping. Nobody's talking.
And that
to
drive,
me.
And you can't find a tree to run into either, by the way. From Des Moines to Omaha, it's just for some reason, that is the longest 2-hour drive that I've had in a lot of places.
It's one of the rare drives that the return trip feels longer than the trip there.
It does, you know, right. What was I saying? Oh, so speaking of constipation, as opposed to...
I was looking forward to that segue this morning.
No, people are having trouble pooping. They say you're supposed to eat a handful of chickpeas. And that leads us to one of our favorite jokes, by the way. What's the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean? What is it, Todd? What's the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
I've never paid to have a garbanzo bean on my face. How do you prepare those chickpeas?
I don't know, I would just buy them.
You soak them.
They come in cans.
We don't have enough fiber in our system, and it helps you poop in the morning.
But do you soak them?
Before you go to bed, eat a handful of chickpeas.
And can you bake them and season them up a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they're seasoned, yeah.
Or do you eat them right out of the can? Because that looks kind of slimy.
I think just mash them up into a hummus is generally the way I have my chickpea intake.
No, I've eaten chickpeas as a handful, and apparently it's good for you.
Yeah.
I'll try this now.
Lots of fiber, apparently.
Lots of fiber night before, not a lot, but hardly any calories is good for you.
Chickpea is getting a bunch of good pub lately.
On your face.
At least in my algorithm.
I'm never going to forget the disappointed look on Christy's face when I tried
that. You told her the end of the joke. You were there.
We were at dinner before Lewis Black.
Oh, that's right.
And she brought up chickpeas, and I was like, well, I got to say it now. And she just looked at me like I had murdered a puppy. She's like, oh, why?
Yeah, she did say that. Oh.
I was so disappointed and horrified when I said, I was like, well, come on. How have you not heard that?
Come on, garbanzo bean on my face? That's the joke. Come on.
I mean, she lives with Todd. I assume she'd heard it.
No,
come on, man.
She doesn't like Todd's humor.
Yeah.
She married Todd's humor.
Yeah, certain. You know, it's how it is, Push. When you're with somebody so long,
I know.
They do like when you're clever once in a while, but all the time.
A constant diet of
constant,
it.
Constant, yeah.
It and it's not a new trick.
No, it's not. Great, real funny. Yeah.
Goodman was 400 pounds at his heaviest.
He lost weight before Ozempic.
Yeah.
He did. Wait.
That was like 15 years ago.
Right.
He dropped a bunch of weight.
Yeah he did.
Now he probably wouldn't be 70 years old if he was still 400 pounds.
No, he wouldn't.
No, now he's about half that.
And he's the best, by the way. I love John Goodman.
You've got to watch Righteous Gemstones.
I know.
He's right. We just binged through that here recently, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, everybody says it's great. Yeah.
It is really good.
I'm going to have to do that. I like everybody. Walton Goggins in it now, right?
Yeah.
You know, of course, Adam's in that. Yeah. I love Walton Goggins. And who's the dude that played the Eastbound and Down
guy? Danny McBride.
Yeah. Danny McBride's in that, too. Yeah, I heard it's pretty good.
It is. I held off on that for a long time.
I don't like a lot of comedies anymore. I don't know what my deal is here.
This one is really... It doesn't seem
anymore,
like needy comedy. You know, sometimes shows will be like, this is a joke. You get it? Like, this
go see Nick this weekend.
Yeah. Fremont Friday night, RD's Place, Saturday, Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse, Smithland, Iowa.
Nick's needy show, comedy tour.
It's so over the top. And
got it.
It's dramatic at times.
All right. I heard really now. I'm sure I'll like it. I have to push the first episode.
There is a fourth season coming. There's three up there that have happened, and there is a fourth one coming, I know.
All right,
yeah, it sounds like that might be it.
Commercial break coming up. If you're at the gym, go ahead and feel free to take some photos, you psychos. And thank you for listening, by the way. You look good. You look good. You're looking buff, man.
Get a good pump going.
You're hot.
You're always hot.
Yes, you're hot.
All right, do a few more reps, get a good pump going, then take pictures.
Come on, man.
You look hot.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.